This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 60th episode of the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. It is another great, great Monday morning. Or like I've been saying for these past few weeks, whenever you're getting the opportunity to check out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, whatever day, I appreciate you. Please, if you haven't already, go over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, all right? Give us a little 5-star review. I mean, you can give any kind of star as long as it's not like below the 3 number, unless you truly feel like that. But I appreciate a 5-star, you know, boom, 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 boom. Five time, 5 stars. I want a 5-star review, please. And give us a little message of if you really enjoy the show or not. It'd make me happy. It would make me very happy, and I'd appreciate it very much so. Continuing on in our series, this is going to be the last kind of non-guest episode for a while, even though if you've already clicked the download button, you know we have guests on the show, but I want to explain it to you a little bit. On today's show, we have platinum-selling superstar. That's right, I said platinum. That means over 1 million records sold. Platinum-selling superstar, Kurt Cobain's. It's a re-airing of his interview from the 100th episode of the Brad Gilmore Show All Around. We did this, I think, back in maybe November. It was Kurt Cobain's, Diamond Dallas Page, and Killer Callion all on the same episode. And I was listening back to some of the old Brad Gilmore shows from like when we first started doing the podcast and producing it on our own, because you got to remember, the show went from Local Live Houston to GMT Radio, and we always kind of had a producer or a set kind of sound engineer of some sort, and we started doing it on our own. So I was listening back to some of the shows, and they're just distorted, loud, terrible sounding. I don't understand how some of you listened for that long to those terribly edited shows. You know what? I'm going to take full responsibility for it because I edited every single show. DJ Motai helped sound engineer him, but, you know, it was on me. I turned the gain way up. It was super distorted, but I appreciate you for stomaching through those, or your ear stomaching through them, if that makes any sense, through those early episodes, because the sound quality is so bad. So I was listening back to that show, and I decided I wanted to go in and kind of remaster it, and I listened back to the Kurt Cobain's interview, and it was just so, so good. It was a great interview right when he was starting to work and finishing up his album Bigger Than Me, which is coming out here, I think, in a few weeks, I think, or at the end of the summer. And it's just a great interview. So we talk about drinking my cup, about him blowing up, about, you know, just him being a celebrity, getting a number one song in the country, going platinum, just all kinds of crazy stuff, man. And I remember the night I went out with Kirk, and we went out to the Drake or the Gatsby or the Mark, whatever the name of that club is, over in Washington to celebrate his platinum-selling song, Drinking My Cup, man. And, you know, it was, you know, me, Tay, Mitch, Slim Thug, Pyro, and Ryu, the producers of the song from Sound Mob, who just got signed to Atlantic Records, by the way. So congratulations to y'all. Big kudos up to the Sound Mob. And, you know, just a lot of people, man. We went up there, and it was awesome seeing that platinum plaque being served to him. And you could tell he was just so proud. And you kind of hear a little bit of that in this interview of just how proud he is to say, you know, he made it, you know, against all odds, out of the city of where people thought, you know, 2005 was going to be the last time they heard from Houston, Texas. And, you know, a really big shout out to Kurt Cobain for just ushering in a new movement. And now you got guys like Boston George, Propane, Dobeezy, and all those guys who are out there really putting on for Houston, as well as the old heads, you know, Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, Bun B, you know, Trey the Truth, Zero, all the greats, ESG, the guys who even been on this show, DJ DMD, K Reno, Everyone who's just furthering this culture every day, Lil Kiki, you know, so many names here in the city of Houston, and we're such a talented city, so shout out to Mr. Kirko Bangs. Whenever his album comes out, I hope y'all download it, because it's great. I promise you it's great. And the other guest we have on the show is 2011 is on the show in an unplayed interview that we did maybe a little while back with Fuha, a channel called Fuha. We did a YouTube show with them, and I stripped the audio. I wanted to play it for you because we're running for our candidacy for the best rap group in the city of Houston, according to Houston Press Music Awards. I think you go to musicawardspoll.houstonpress.com to cast your vote. Vote for 2011 or Category 16. Also, while you're out there, I want to shout out a couple people. Vote for Wrestlers for Best Electronic Duo. Good friends of mine. We used to share Brown Sugar Studios together, collaborated on music in the past. So go vote for the Wrestlers, too. Big shout out to them. They're playing Lollapalooza and a whole bunch of gigs coming up. So, man, see, we're such a talented city. That's what I'm trying to say, man. So shout out to them as well. So, yeah, we're going to play that interview with 2011 so y'all can kind of get to know more about us, you know? I have a feeling you know about Brad Gilmore. We had the DJ Motai interview recently. Ava Levin's been on the show. Trey Yancey was on the show last week. Corbin Dallas has been on the show as well. I mean, obviously, they're my bandmates. You know, we do this show from the Brown Sugar Studios where we're recording our new EP, Second Son, coming out, you know, a couple months as well. New single coming out, too, probably next week. Actually, this week. When you're listening to this on Monday is when the show comes out. So, yeah, probably this week. Look forward to maybe Wednesday. I don't want to spoil anything, but I think we're going to be releasing a new single coming out. So just stay tuned to all of our social medias for that, at 2011 Music. At 2011 Band on Instagram, at 2011 Music on Facebook, and at 2011, all spelled out, no numbers, on Twitter. So, yeah, we're going to play that interview too. And then next week we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming, you know, of the regular Brad Gilmore show with all your great segments, DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix, the news with Ashley Imani, you know, and then our interview segment. We're going to get a great, great guest coming in next week. I'm not going to say who yet, but it's going to be an awesome, awesome interview. So I can't wait for y'all to hear that. But yeah, so today's show, Kirko Bangs, and can't forget 2011 in an interview with Fuha. We'll play the 2011 interview first. Kirko Bangs will follow. And we're going to have a DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. I'm so excited for y'all to hear this show. At the time I'm doing this, it's July the 3rd, which 29 years ago today, one of my favorite films was released, Back to the Future, the first part. God, I love those movies so, so much. Marty McFly, Doc Emmett L. Brown, Christopher Lloyd. As much as I hear some people just hate on his acting, he's been in some of my favorite movies of all time. Back to the Future, all three parts. The Pagemaster, Clue the Movie, The Addams Family. This guy has been in all like my cult favorite movies, you know, from the 90s. You know, they all pretty much came out before I was born, but, you know, in the 80s and 90s. But I love Christopher Lloyd, and he as Dr. Brown was an awesome, awesome character. Some may say over the top, but that whole movie was over the top. And just think about hopping in a DeLorean, going 88 miles per hour, and going back in the time, you know, either in the future or in the past, or wherever you want to go. Just awesome. And, you know, right down the street, I have a neighbor here, and he has a DeLorean, you know, and I've actually taken a picture of it at the beginning of the year, put it on my Instagram, but he has a DeLorean. And he's had it for years, and for years I've wanted to go knock on his door and say, can I just please sit inside the DeLorean, or can I open one of the butterfly doors, because it's a dream of mine. So I think I might have to do that now. 29 years later, I got this sweet little promotional button that I'm hanging in my truck, Clifford the Big Red Truck, my Ford F-150, my cowboy Cadillac, hanging up there. And it, you know, it was like on July 3rd, I'm going Back to the Future. It's from 1985, Universal Studios. So it's just like, I love these movies so much. And, you know, someone on Twitter, I tweeted out that picture, that button today, and someone on Twitter said, best film series of all time. And, you know, it's hard to disagree with that. I love those movies. I love the James Bond movies. We'll be talking about all that and more coming up on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. So stay tuned for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix, brother.
Don't criticize me for the things you taught me. That's all I ever got from the conversations coming up. They just told me. This world is yours. They can never take that from you unless you locked in chains. But it's still one thing that they can't do. Trap my body, free my mind. Player, that's how it be sometimes. Sometimes you need some things, so sometimes you hit the streets and grind. I used to try my best, now I get high and divide my stress. Don't get me wrong, no. Blue dream in a bone flow, but I legally get my own dough. Fuck y'all know, y'all know me. Y'all just know the worldview from a young G. That's fresh pain, let me explain. You gotta know true game if you know me. Cause it's the way that players talk. Yeah, it's the way that players talk. And it's the way that players walk. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar. For the vibe, y'all. Feel the vibe, yeah. Yeah. Papa was a rolling stone. Now his young boys out rolling stone. Twisting that tree up, trying to re-up. Light the weed up, now he gone. Won't think about shit. But think about this, it ain't what you dream about or what you scheme about, it's what you make exist. For a realer twist, I make a filler trip, blowing Super Bowl, still a shit. Make your grandmama dance in some hammer pants, I never quit, I'm too legit. If it look good, then I'ma cop it. If it's hot, I'm probably gonna rock it. Louis belts above my pockets. Excuse me, that's just the player talking. Cause it's the way that players talk. Yeah, it's the way that players talk. And it's the way that players walk. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar.
All it takes is one text, asking me where I'm at. Told her, baby, I'm on, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down on that freeway, that UGK in my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. Now she texting me that she need it back, she ain't had it good in so long. And I'm like, damn, shawty, I'm speeding fast when I get to you, girl, it's on. And when I make it there, I just wanna see that ass, no boy shorts and no thongs. She got that ocean half, a nigga sinking quick. Rock the boat on my lead, shit. I hit the block and showed up to piece the wheel. I see some rockets pulled up and keep the lid. I know your neighbors probably never heard of me, but they gon' know my name when you screaming it. And I'm going in, going in. At the same time, I'm showing out. I got a leg shaking, I roll around. I'm a head crazy, no one
called me. She happy, she when she smile. Shawty a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic. Need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy all night. Wake up, another two round. Living room got like eight bitches. We done not another two down. Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute. Now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute. Now I'm back in town.
She ain't worried about no nigga. Got her own bread, got her own business. Laced up in Isabel Marant. Solid niggas thinking she gold digging. Truth be told, she got more than you. So what the hell you think she knew with your old figures? Ain't none better, so I drop whatever I'm doing down when she calls. Really ain't none where they go down whatever. From the bedroom to the wall. It's the ones who bear with hustle. Never ask for nothing that a nigga wanna give up. Every time I hit it, man, I need some more, I notice. Can't resist it when the dope is potent. Shot it, ride the stick just like a roller coaster. Like the drive
quick and at a slow emotion. I be hearing it like I got sin this life. I'm going dumb, I'm so unfocused. It's a trail nigga, all she want is a trail nigga. Most you lanes can even deal with it. I knock it out,
I can tell you. That she had fat shit when she smiled. Right, shout it a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic. Need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that push out. Might wake up another two rounds. Living room got like eight bitches. We done not another two down.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute. Now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute. Now I'm back in town. I got the little quiet bitch who never said shit. She thick as hell, she script at dreams and she from Texas. I'm well protected, baby Jesus on my necklace. Big flu, my nigga, big throw, my nigga, and DJ Eric. Propane.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. That's right, DJ Motai on the line with me right now. DJ Motai, how are you doing today, man?
And it's a hot day today.
It is a hot day, but it's a great day, and it feels good outside. You know, it's been rainy lately, so it's nice to have a little sunshine.
You know what? Speaking of rain, yesterday in the morning, I woke up super early to wash my truck because I just got it back, right?
Oh.
And then it decided to rain.
It did rain. Now, let's talk about that. You finally got your truck back out of the shop. You've been working on it for weeks. Tell the people, what have you done to your truck? Why is it taking so long to get it back?
All right, so I got in an accident about two months ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, it wasn't my fault.
Of course. It's never the Asian driver's fault, but continue.
You know what? With me, it's never.
All right, keep going.
And my family has a shop, and, you know, even though it's my family's shop, even though I'm paying for it, I'm somewhat, you know, other customers come before me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my truck was getting worked on. The repairs of the dent got repaired. Paint was bought. But it was sitting there for a couple of weeks because, you know, more collision customers came in to get their cars fixed and whatnot. So my truck was just sitting there. All right, so finally got it around to getting painted. And I'm going with a satin black.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Which is also known as flat black or matte black. But there is actually a difference there. Quite different. But it's satin black. And the thing about this type of paint is you have to do it in a cool climate. And you guys know in Houston, as I just said earlier, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hard.
90-something degrees outside.
Hard to find a cool climate in the city of Houston. All right, so keep going. You have to have the paint in a cool climate.
Right, or else it'll dry quick because it's a quick drying paint. You have to paint it quick, but you also can't. Yeah, you also have to make like as little mistakes as possible because when it shows up and you make a little mistake, you go over it, you can clearly see that spot that you went over.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And then, you know, there was black, and there was just one spot that was just like, it was a gray color. I was like, how the hell did this shit happen? Right? So I had to buy more paint. I think the paint cost about $200. So I had to buy that twice. Got repainted. Didn't come out perfect, but it was better than before. And then I put a custom bumper on it from a 2012 truck. I'm going to make custom brackets. Also paint the bumper, paint the back bumper. I plastic did some accents like door handles, you know, mirrors and whatnot. Next, I need to make a complete black truck, I need to plastic dip the chrome wheels.
Yes, you definitely do. Oh, your truck will look sick, man. You know, we're both truck guys, and it's funny. Because a lot of people tell me that, you know what, you don't strike me as a truck driver, and do you get that too?
You know what, I think I get that vibe automatically once I step out of the truck.
Yeah, people are like, you don't look like a truck driver.
And yeah, like, and what's funny is this morning and last night I've been in the woodlands for the past couple of days, and last night I was walking towards my truck, and then the guy was walking towards my truck, too, and he was looking at me and looking at the truck. And then he was eyeballing me to see if it was my truck or not. And when I opened the door, he looked at me, he looked at the truck, he says, "Hey, nice truck, bro." And it was probably like a 50-year-old guy. And I think what he was trying to do, I think he was trying to walk up to my truck and, like, touch the paint. Because for some reason, when there's a flat black car, it's a different texture finish than, you know, gloss paint or metallic paint.
Yeah.
And people just like to touch it. The thing with that is, such flat black, it's really easy to tell oil spots, fingerprints, all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So he was eyeing it. He was probably eyeing it, one, because he was looking at the paint job, and two, he was like, no way this Asian man's about to walk in this truck right now.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, halfway stepping into the truck, after, like, you know, I'm exaggerating, but, like, a minute of looking at me in the truck, he was like, "Hey, nice truck." I'm like, "Okay, cool, thanks, man." And then this morning, I went to go eat somewhere, pulled up, went to the park, and then I walk up to the door of the restaurant. He goes, "Hey, nice truck, man." I'm like, "Hey, thanks."
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I actually took my truck, man. Was it? Let's see. Today's so I took it last Tuesday. I went to go get my oil changed, right? But the place that I go to get my oil changed is also a car wash and an auto detailing place and a mechanic. You know what I mean? So it's like an all in one stop shop. So if you got your oil changed that day, they were also giving out a free car wash and all kinds of stuff. So I went up and I wanted to get my oil changed. I got a nice, you know, synthetic oil put in it, Pennzoil style, 5,000 miles, you know, guarantee on it. So I was pretty happy about the oil that I selected.
You'd have to change it for a while.
Yeah, I won't have to change it for a while. So, you know, that helps me because I'm really bad at remembering about changing my oil. And so anyway, then I started thinking, I'm like, man, you know, I just want my truck to feel brand new again, because recently, you all know my problems with my F-150 Clifford the Big Red truck. I had to get a new engine put in it finally, and I was like, you know, it's got a new heart pretty much. It's had a heart transplant. I need to give it, you know, like a facelift a little bit, you know, and clean out. I need a colon cleanse too, you know. I need to clean out the inside. So I cleaned the truck out before I took it to get the oil, you know, took all the junk out of it, cleaned out my glove compartment and my console, and made sure it was nice and pretty, pretty much. And I went to get it the car washed and the oil changed, and I wanted them to shampoo the carpets, wipe the seats down, clean up, detail it on the inside. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Say again.
I said, look at you, man.
I know. Look at me. So I went and got it done. It took a couple hours. Went back and picked it up. Truck looked brand spanking new. I'm going to send you some pictures of DJ Motai, because it looks brand new, like a brand new truck. You would not look at this car and say it was 10 years old. You know what I mean?
All right.
So just such a pretty thing.
Next time you want to real, like, you know, get like down to cleaning, ask for a clay bar and wax.
And what is that?
What happens is they do, they clean it, they wash the car, they clay bar it, which is, it's a bar of clay. And what happens is they it gets out all the dirt and grime that you can't get out with just a regular wash, out of the paint job.
Well, so look at that. Like,
huh?
I said, look at that.
Yeah. And like some people get, like, they do such a good job on it. Like you're when you try to open the door, your fingers would probably slip on the door handle. That's how clean it is.
Whoo, man! I might have to do that next time. I was really happy, though, with the job I got, you know, because at the time we're doing this, it's, of course, Thursday, but it's a fake Monday morning, and I'm getting ready to go to Austin, Texas for the weekend, so I wanted to clean the truck up, have it nice and pretty and nice smelling on the way up to Austin, you know what I mean? Just makes it so much more. When you have, like, a clean truck, it's like having, like, a clean room where you just had your bed made or whatever, or you just made your bed or whatever, and it just, you're at peace. You're at peace with everything. Yeah. You feel better about life. But Motai, coming up here on the show today, we're continuing our campaign for the Houston Press Music Award for Best Rap Group. And I think you go to musicawardspoll.com. No, musicawardspoll.houstonpress.com. Cast your ballot. What number are we, DJ Motai?
2011 is under number 16.
16 for Best Rap Group. And speaking of which, we actually have Dallas Jones calling right now. Hold on. I'm gonna patch this through. D-Town.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, you're on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right now. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. How's everybody doing on Brad Gilmore Show on demand?
Everyone's doing good, man. I was just talking with DJ Motai about we're running for Best Rap Group for Houston Press Music Awards. Tell the people real quick, why should they vote for us?
Because 2011 is one of the best groups known to the universe. We are the best. We're genre blending in its best form. We are hip hop. We are soul. We are rap. We are indie. We're everything in one.
Look at that.
In its best form.
Corbin Dallas just sold you on it. D-Town, I appreciate you calling. I'm going to call you right back when we finish this recording.
Definitely. And you know what would be perfect, too? If
What's
anybody voted for us for as my birthday present, because my birthday is on Saturday.
Yes, his
so
birthday is
us.
July the 5th. Vote for us as Corbin Dallas' birthday present, all right? Just do it. Just do it. That's perfect. The man's turning 21 years old. Happy birthday, by
yes.
the way, early Dallas.
Turn up.
And we're going to turn up for his birthday. So anyway, I'm going to call you right back, D-Town, but
perfect.
Appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
All right, DJ Motai, are you still there?
Yeah, what up?
I couldn't merge the calls for some reason, but D-Town just said that everyone should vote for 2011 because it's going to be his birthday this weekend. He's turning 21 as a birthday present. Vote for 2011 for Best Rap Group if you do nothing else for Dallas for his birthday. MusicAwardsPoll.HoustonPress.com for that. You can catch me July 13th at the Scope Show at Stereo Live. Go to ScopeShow.com for tickets and information. And Summer of Champions, July 26th, the Humble Civic Center, Reality Wrestling's first iPay-per-view, realitywrestling.com for tickets and more information. DJ Motai, any closing words, my brother?
Man, today's Monday, 8 a.m. All of y'all's week is great. I'm going to be at Debonair Lounge tonight with the dress you wearing.
Rick Flaren. Good hair having entertainment chamber.
I forgot your whole spiel.
It's all good. But actually,
hey,
we're about to.
It. You didn't do it last week.
I didn't, but we're about to get into this interview with 2011 right now. So we're going to play that. DJ Motai, appreciate you. Talk to y'all soon. Tune in next week. Biatches.
Hey guys, my name is Andre Bett, and you're watching another episode of Big Words with Andre Bett. On today's episode, we have five guys from 2011. Say hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Snarky. Anyways, can you introduce yourselves and say what you guys do in the group?
All right, well, my name is Brad Gilmore. If you want the full name, I wasn't sure. I'm one of the rappers in 2011.
I'm William Yancey by birth, Trey Yancey by choice. I'm another one of the rappers in 2011.
I'm Dallas Jones. I'm the singer.
I'm Tyler. I'm the DJ.
I'm the producer, Ava Levin.
So, guys, give me 2011's origin story for people who don't know you guys yet.
Well, we descended to Earth in a space vessel. Me and Avery have known each other since we were in first grade, and I met me and Trey met in sixth grade, and we kind of all came together freshman year of high school,
yeah.
And started making music. And then these two fine gentlemen sitting to the right of me joined a little bit later, and we all kind of had like the same interest in music, but we all came from different backgrounds, and we're all different, you know, ethnicities and cultures. So we just kind of brought all those elements together.
How do you guys balance egos in order to create like a sound that is cohesive and doesn't sound like five different people all trying to like just squeeze themselves through a door?
Well, I mean, balancing egos is probably the hardest task we have in a group. Brad has the biggest ego.
That's Trey, actually.
His ego is bigger than his head size, but
that's funny.
I would say that Brad has the biggest ego. I would take second place though in that.
Can we have a vote on this?
Let's take a vote. Who has the biggest ego? 1, 2, 3.
Brad.
Trey.
Trey gets
it. No, he said Brad.
You know,
what
do
you say?
I just have a strong opinion. You know, like. I'm very opinionated.
But you're right.
Yeah, I'm always right. You're only...
My motto is your opinion doesn't matter unless it's the same as mine. That's pretty much what I go by.
That's
why no one follows his motto. But no, we balance it well. We all come together as a group. We always do the majority rules thing. I mean, we argue, but at the end of the day, we're brothers. So, like, arguing's not anything to us. It's like one of those, we'll argue, we'll get mad at each other, but at the end of the day, we're a group. Like, that's what we do.
What sort of advice would you give to people... who are in big groups like you guys are, about how you would manage to stay together then?
Basically just be friends.
Yeah, friends first.
Like, it has to be a cohesive group. and has to, you have to know each other for a long time, because we've, I mean, known each other for a while. So I feel like just communication and just being friends.
So you guys, you know, on every sort of internet thing you're on, there's a big emphasis on you guys are a combination of a lot of different genres. But I get a sense that a lot of different, like, rappers or rap groups say the same thing. Like, so why in your case do you think that's something that's truer?
Because a lot of people, you know, in the hip-hop world, it's you know, people like to exaggerate and do like that. But when it comes to 2011, like, we're very honest in our music, and in any press you read about 2011, like when we say, like, we do, like, a little bit of rock, I mean, we have the guitars and drums going. You know, when we say we do a little bit of R&B soul, we got this guy singing, and, you know, obviously we bring a hip-hop element to it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think the fact that if you listen to the music and we actually do have other, you know, influences, I think, I mean, that makes it more of a truth than most people.
And I also feel, oh, you want to go?
Oh, no, that's fine.
I also feel like since we have a lot of different cultures and we listen to different music, well, we can all bring our own aspects to it. Like, because I listen to a lot of, like, soul music and, like, R&B and hip-hop, so I can bring that to the table, and, like, I know Trey and Brad listen to hip hop, and they bring that to the table. Like, hey, this is a lot of rock, and he listens to everything.
I listen to country.
I listen to country. Yeah, I was more of a techno. You know what I mean, like that.
Yeah, people.
A lot of Euro trash.
Yeah. People don't realize.
Whenever he's Tokyo drifting,
people don't realize. When we go to the studio, it's never like a thing where we go in prepared with something. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those, we go in and we have our instruments like there, and we never go in planning to record a certain song. It's always like we go in. Me and Dallas may start harmonizing just random songs. Me and Brad will start freestyling. Like, Avery will get on the drums. And from there, like, we think of stuff. Like, our latest song that we're putting out is Bed Bath & Beyond. And we had a totally different idea when we, like, came up with the song. It was, like, we said Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and the whole song came from those two words. Like,
And you know,
and I happened to see, like, a coupon for Bed Bath & Beyond on
the ground. And I was like,
that's the song right there. You know what I mean?
That song actually reminds me of, what's the guy's name? Aziz Ansari. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this guy.
Comedian?
Yeah, the comedian, yeah, because he has a whole bit about Egyptian cotton sheets and about why those are really important to have. Yeah. And he's like, you gotta have that 1,000 thread count.
Yeah.
And so when I heard that, I was like, all right, awesome. I can definitely get behind this.
And you know, I want to say one more thing. Like, it's a very, like, you know, a lot of, like, hip-hop groups or rappers, like, you know, they get tracks from other producers, mm-hmm. and the music's already done, but we write music like, you know, any
like
band would. You know, it's very organic. It's from the ground up, you know what I mean? And we build it all together. Avery's a producer, and he's like the musical genius, but we all have our inputs in it, which make it, you know, more of a band feel.
So Avery, as the producer, what sort of, like, inspires you to create sort of the sounds, like the basics, I guess, the foundations for a 2011 beat?
Usually, they'll give me some kind of example, like a reference track, you know, like just an idea, like try to do something like this. I'm usually way off and end up making something that doesn't sound like what they said they wanted, but it works. I mean, they just kind of somehow work their words around whatever I didn't make correctly. And it sounds good, though.
Tell Avery, we want to sound like this, and he'll be like, okay. Like, no, we don't like that. We want this. And he'll just be like, okay, well, let's do this. And we're like, yeah, we can work. That'll work.
And I guess that sort of helps to create a more original sound, right?
Yeah, definitely. We don't stick to any. We don't think, all right, we're a hip hop group. We need to make hip hop beats, and then, you know, everything sounds like, you know, everything here on the radio.
Well, it's one sort of style you guys have been trying to get Avery to do that just isn't happening yet.
Man,
I don't even
know. Avery's very good at doing pretty much anything. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to music, like,
fucking,
I mean,
nice.
Like he's been like an EDM DJ duo before. I mean, he came from a funk band before, while he was in 2011. So, like, he can pretty much do anything you ask him to, which is just very good. I'm not trying to stroke your ego.
Yeah, no, like, on a serious note, he's literally, like, the pulse of our band. Because, I mean, we're, like, we come up with all the, like...
Like a strong pulse.
Yeah, he's a strong pulse. And, I mean, it's funny because, like, in a band, the drummer is always, like, the heart. It's the heart. And, I mean, he's a drummer and our producer, and he gives us our music. Like, we're talented individually, but honestly, he has the most talent out of all of us. And if it wasn't for him as a producer, we wouldn't have the money we have.
Cry.
So. Like, so, I mean, we're talk. Like, we tell them what to do, but we can't go do it ourselves.
Yeah.
So, we're just talk, basically.
Cool. So your manager describes you guys as the Wonder Twins. What do you think that is?
That's Come a really on. Good question. I don't really know. I guess the producer, Wonder Twins, you know, really starts with me making the beat, then him, you know, kind of building.
Adding to it.
Yeah, just I guess like doing his little turntable supplementation into it. I don't really know.
You're like a steroids on the already really buff guy, right? You're like, let me take this up to 11.
Exactly. He does a lot also when it comes into like the whole production, like the mix of the song.
The engineering.
We do a lot of that together, and he takes more audio engineering classes than I do, so he knows more about it than I do. So.
Well, thank
you. Cool. Yeah. Well, we're going to get into our serious questions now. So for our first serious question, since we're right around fall, but we just got out of Halloween, I want to ask you guys, what superhero would you be and why? We're going to start with you.
I was gonna say you start, Brad.
No.
I will be Superman.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. No, Superman.
This guy runs the creativity.
I don't know. Who would I be? You know, I really was never that into superheroes, but my favorite was Batman. So like, I don't know if that would be me.
That's good.
It was my favorite though. So I guess
you can go with that. Yeah, sure, I'll give it to you. All right, no one else can say Batman. That's gone.
Damn, I want to say Batman.
Nope.
Wonder Twins.
You can be the Wonder Twins. You can be both of them.
You know.
Would you be Robin?
Nah, I'm not gonna be
Robin. I was Robin for Halloween. It's pretty awesome.
I don't know.
You can be Poison Ivy.
There you go.
Spider-Man.
Alright, that's pretty good. Yeah, alright. Yeah. Why?
Because
he's sticky?
Well, no. Pause.
Alright, Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be Green Lantern.
That's cool.
He's just like,
movie sucked though.
I know, the movie sucked. I like the cartoon, the black guy. The only Green Lantern is
black. Oh, he was black.
That's why? No, that's not why, but he's just cool. Like, he has a ring that can do anything.
John Stewart, man.
You know they just turned him gay, right?
He was an architect. What?
Yeah, he's gay now.
He's gay now?
Yeah.
No. That's the first one.
That's the first Green Lantern, though.
No, there's a lot of Green Lanterns.
You know how many Green Lanterns there are?
Yeah, that's the first one. That's the blonde one. Yeah, that's from the 60s. Yeah. You got it wrong, man.
Oh, but okay.
Yeah, you want to make a black guy gay, that's fine, but that's not the case. How about you?
I don't know if y'all seen the Disney movie Up, Up, and Away.
Oh,
I would be George Jefferson in Up, Up, and Away because it's nothing cooler than being George Jefferson.
Well, he's dead now, so I don't know.
Bronze Eagle. George Jefferson's a badass. Yo, you can't get better than George Jefferson.
I gotta get it to him on that.
How about you, man?
I'd be the Green Arrow.
Green Arrow, yeah.
He had a lot of money.
He's on the CW cool. now?
He's on the CW.
Does he have his own show?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, and he has nice hair.
Harry's pretty good.
I'm into hair.
He's got a goatee.
He's got a goatee.
Goatee stash.
You don't like the goatee?
I don't know if I like the goatee.
I'm not a goat guy.
All right, so we're going to get into our second serious question of the day. And this pertains to you guys being a rap, I don't know what you want to call it, a group, a musical group.
Musically inclined.
So this is what I'm going to ask you guys to do. I want you guys to go ahead and make for me right now a song that's all about Houston weather.
Oh, shit. Houston weather.
Because it was cold, and now it's warm.
Guess what?
It's normally, like a summer song.
It's normally summertime in Houston, right?
Right? Avery, why don't you hit the beat?
We're gonna do something.
I feel like we're going to do something.
We'll do something very weathery.
This is like, I feel like a summer feel right now. Can we do something, maybe?
Let's do it.
Do it.
You want the summer, baby? Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you want for the summer, baby? On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back to school, got something to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home.
See, your girl's been a whole damn year, what she acting all scared for? I wanna know what them cheeks getting red for. So you don't like my new bed? It's been a while, so you think that we should talk more? Either way, my calendar say it's May, and you know damn well what we plan for that day. Honey, looking like food, they call me Trey. I can bring that pressure 15 away. Wait, let me stop by, ask how school been. Or better yet, how your roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor to try to get you in. My bed, two people, four legs, my hands, yo. Oh, you caught what I'm saying? Put them keys on, you know that you staying. Damn, girl, why is you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, I forgot at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body got me thinking that gym was your major, so scream out.
Ooh,
and a little bit of.
Ooh,
and a whole lot of.
Yeah!
Just
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
because
that's cheating. That's cheating.
Baby. Get up in my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top. Underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back to school, got something to teach. I learned it all, ain't none to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're
gone.
I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're
gone.
I'ma hit it when you're
home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.
I'ma
hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when
you're gone.
Last semester went by so fast. I went for the girl with the fattest ass. Hey, summertime now, got no class. Saw her passing my brakes right fast like,
you want for the summer, baby. You still got my number, baby. I just wanna you, baby. I ain't trying to cuff you, baby.
I know it's been a minute, I can spare a couple hours. She kinda getting finer, resembling Rihanna. She older, wiser, tanner, smarter. And we go harder, better, faster, stronger. No, yeah, I can go all day when it all falls down
till we drop out.
Round for round, like a pound for pound, like Pacquiao. Pretty much a knockout. You remember that night, right?
Right.
You saw me on stage in the limelight. You left brain, I just wanna get your mind right. And now that's the time, right? We could relive this again. Do what we did, be kids again. Play that game where we both win. Sit a little bit before you leave again.
Hey, yeah. You home for the summer, baby. And I'm so glad you came. Just wanna love you in my room. Yeah, 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 yeah. I see you walking down the hallway. Yeah. Walking to my room. And I just wanna do some things to you. Ooh, baby.
I'm gonna hit it when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.
I'ma hit it when you're home.
Said I'ma miss you when you're gone.
I'ma hit it when you're home.
I'ma
miss it when
you're
gone. I'ma hit it when you're home.
I'ma miss it when she gone.
It's like this, you home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top. Underneath, sippin' drink, sex on the beach. Back to school, got something to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you home.
Woo! All right, guys, where can people find you online?
2011music.com, 2011.bandcamp.com,
Instagram, 2011 Music,
Twitter, 2011 Music.
And you guys
just
got that new
look for 2011.
Single
always spell, not the number.
New like single, new single. Yeah, there you go. New single, Bed Bath & Beyond, is on iTunes and Bandcamp, so definitely search Bed Bath & Beyond.
And
the
music
will be
video
out
too,
November
right?
The, second,
huh? The music
tomorrow.
Video?
Music video will is
tomorrow.
Out when you see this. When they see this, it'll
when
be
they
out.
See this, it'll be out. Yeah.
All right, guys, this has been Andrea Bett, the biggest fan for Andrea Bett. And this is another awesome interview. Love to have these guys on. Check us out on YouTube.com/FuhaVision, Facebook.com/TheFuha, and some of this on FuhaCentral.com. We'll see you next time. Later.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show 100th episode celebration. Peaches, are you still good?
Yeah.
You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have my homie Kirko Bangs on the line. How you doing, man?
What's going down, big homie? What it do?
You good today, brother, man?
I'm good. You?
I can't complain, man.
He just talked to your voicemail. Like, he just had a whole conversation with your voicemail.
Oh, for real?
Your voicemail is so tricky, dog.
I just want to tell you how childish that is, though. Why do you still have that?
It's actually pretty fucking great.
I need to change. I need to get a new one now. A lot of people catching on to that one.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I got to play it for you because I recorded me talking to it, and I had about, like, a 10-minute conversation with your voicemail. I was like, Kurt?
I had lost my phone. I forgot I was supposed to call you. I had lost my phone, but, you know what I'm saying, we good now.
It's all good, brother, man. It's all good. So, you know, you just a couple months ago, released your new mixtape, Progression 3. That's correct, mm-hmm. Right? And you have a bunch of singles.
Yes,
you got a bunch of records off of it. You know, my favorite is the Rain Down Girl with the homie Ken Randall. What was the reasoning for putting out that project?
You know what I'm saying? Just got to stay hot in the streets, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I hadn't really just put out a body of music in a minute, you know what I'm saying? And got a lot of label stipulations as far as the album goes. If I don't want to drop my album too soon, I feel like that I ain't ready yet. I want to make sure my buzz is right when I do drop an album, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like I need to put something out, you know what I'm saying, and let people know I was still working. So we just came up with the project and made it together, and, you know what I'm saying, it worked good.
No, it was definitely like, you know, out of all your tapes that you've put out, it's definitely been my favorite Kirko Bangs mixtape because it almost felt like an album. You know what I mean? You could tell you put thought behind every record. Now, you also put out a remix, though, recently to Rain Down, right?
Yeah.
Who was that with again?
Me and the homie August Alcina.
And what was the reasoning for doing the remix? Because I like the original version, Kirk. I was a fan of the original
because,
version.
You know, to me, I feel like that was one of the biggest records. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to just take it to the next level. And it was toxic. You know what I'm saying? We were trying to go get Chris Brown on there. And I was like, I rock with August. You know what I'm saying?
He came to me and rocked.
That's why he was out here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We was kicking it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So our vibes were straight, and I was like, man, you knock out this record for me, let's do this. And you knocked it out, you know what I'm saying? And everybody loving it, especially the females.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a record for the females. I could see when they play it on Debonair Lounge, I see Peaches get all in her mood.
I've heard this song one time.
Yeah, and that one time
I like
you had an orgasm.
I like trap rap. Trap rap put me in my mood.
Well, speaking of that, you got that new record out, Wildin' with Boston George.
Yeah, man, trying to turn up a little bit.
Yo, you see, that's a different record for you because, you know, like, if you talk about Kirko Bang singles, you know, you have What Your Name Is and obviously the big one, Drank in My Cup, and then you did Keep It Trill, which were all kind of for the ladies, right? And then now you switch it and you turn it up.
My sound is pretty much just, like, riding music, you know what I'm saying? Riding, laid back,
because Kirko is a ladies' man.
Like,
you think Kirko's a ladies' man?
Kirko is a ladies' man.
But I turned up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I want to rap a little bit. So, you know, now I'm just like, I'm at the point where I'm not playing no more. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I haven't been taking full advantage of this opportunity I had ever since I got it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've been modest about it, just been laid back about it. And now I'm like, I ain't about to be modest about it. I'm trying to take full control of what I'm doing.
Who riled you up?
I'm afraid to say that I want to be the best at what I'm doing.
Who got you all riled up?
Huh?
I said, who got you all riled up?
Nah, how I feel, like, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I've been doing this music, I never really just took it seriously. I was just like, something that I like to do. And I was kind of afraid of the fame and stuff like that. And now I'm just like, I'm ready for everything. Time to turn up.
So what's your next move?
What's my next move?
Mm-hmm.
Keep on putting out these records, you know what I'm saying? I got my next single I'm going to drop in, like, the top of the year. It's going to be me and the homie August again. You know what I'm saying? We're going to turn up. It's going to be, I mean, of course, the ladies going to like it, but it's like a motivational, like, inspiring type record, unadulterated, none of that cursing. And
so you and August going to come through?
Talk about typically. Huh?
I said you and August going to come through to
the
show?
Yeah, we're going to have to turn up one time.
Now, I want to ask you this. Like, Drank in My Cup, number one rap record in the country, right? How do you stay modest after that? Because if I had the number one rap record in the country, Kirko, I'd be turning up way too much, and I'd be banging out all these groupie girls.
I mean, you know, I have my fair share. But for the most part, I don't know, like, sometimes my partners got to tell me, like, dog, do you realize that you're a rapper? Because the way I live and the way I operate, I just operate real regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get caught up in a lot of the things that's going on around me. So I always just, I don't know, I just stay down, you know what I'm saying? Stay humble, stay doing the same things I was doing, and I just always stay myself.
I mean, that's a good thing, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all, not at all. Now, another thing, though, is, you know, I follow you on Instagram, right? And I was looking at your Instagram, I think, day before yesterday, and you and Bun B were shooting a music video together. And I was watching, I was watching all the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and then I saw flames shoot up. And I think the flames intimidated you just a little bit.
I wasn't used to that. That was different.
It
was hard performing. First of all, it was hot, real hot. And then every time they pop, it was like real loud. So I'm trying to perform, but every time they pop, I'm jumping at the same time and trying to just keep cool. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably what you're seeing.
How is it, though, working, like, with the legend Bun B? Because I know he's about to drop his album, and, like, Triller is the name of the record y'all were shooting the video for, and I'm sure that's going to be the single off of it. How does it feel, though? I'm sure you're a huge UGK fan growing up, and then now you're doing a record with Bun.
Well, every time I'm working with somebody specifically from Houston, man, or Texas, not really just Houston, like, I always get, like, this childlike feeling about it, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I had to keep myself cool because I really be geeked when I'm around them, but they really don't know. But I'd be like, man, this is crazy because I grew up listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all my idols, y'all the people I want to give me the torch and give me the stamp of approval to represent the city and the state, you know what I'm saying? So to be working with y'all and to be on y'all singles, albums, and to be somebody that y'all hit up and just rock with and chill and stuff like that is an honor to me.
It must be crazy because, you know, growing up, my favorite rapper was Pimp C. And just to... Yeah, he was. Don't look at me like that, Peaches.
Because you okay. I'm
what, Peaches?
Nothing.
You got a problem,
nope,
Peaches?
I don't want to play
Kirk,
that.
Kirk, I actually also need your help on how to deal with Peaches. I feel like your whole team knows how to deal with Peaches. I need help doing this.
I got this thing called Jerry. You know how to deal with it real well.
Shout out my brother Jared on
that's
that
how,
one.
That's how all... All right, Kirk, you good?
Is it hard, though, to deal with, like I saw you, I think it was Tuesday night at Miss Mikey's event, and there were a lot of females buzzing all over you like they fell in love, Kirko, especially this nice young lady who had, like, a tight bandana-looking skirt on. I was watching.
You
I was
always
peeping.
Watching. You a creep.
And Kirk knows who I'm talking about, too, because he was watching, too. Yeah, that's why he's laughing.
That's how they described that whole event. Him and Tyler both were like, oh, my God, it was so much booty. It was just booty everywhere.
That's what it's all about.
Booty.
How do you deal, though, with all the girls always? Like, because you also your Instagram blows up all the time, people calling you their bae and their your boo and blah, 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 blah. I know you like it, but how do you deal with it? Because, you know, I'm taking your place here in a minute, Kirk. I'm going to be the new Kirk O'Bangs here in a minute.
Good. I got to get my share and get out the way, huh?
Yeah, you got to hurry up. You got to make room for me.
Good. But, man, for the most part, I just like to keep it chill. Like, you know, I keep it chill. I keep it the same way with them, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if I change up with them, I change up on the females, and I'm going to lose. I don't be like, all that boasting and bragging and all that and just fooling, you know what I'm saying? I don't be doing that. I just try to keep it clear.
I feel you on that. I keep it player. That's what I do. I'm a young Texas player just like you, Kirk. We come from the same place. Young Texas. Don't look at me like that, Peaches. I'm going to get Jared on you.
What is wrong with both of y'all? Jared can't do nothing to me.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
I'm sure he can't.
He could do some things.
He can't do no things.
He can do some things.
He can't do no things.
He could do some things. Now, I want to talk about... Now, you talked about your album, Bigger Than Me, is the name of the album that you've been working on for a while. What's the whole process going on with that? Are you working on it now?
Yeah, I've been working on it since, I mean, I've been working on my album since What Your Name Is. Not in the sense of, man, I've been working every single day on my album. I got millions of records. It's just that I've been doing records, and I get a record that I feel like is just a potential album record and has that growth to it, that maturity to it. I put it to the side for the album, you know what I'm saying? So I have plenty of album records. It's all about timing, though. Like I was telling you earlier, I don't want to drop too early. Like when I drop, I want it to be a Kirko moment, like when you got the Kendricks and the Drakes and Wiz, when they all had their runs and stuff like the Future as well. Yeah. All had their runs, like mine is going to be like that, if not better, you know what I'm saying? So I just waiting my time out to just make things happen at the right time.
So what do you think the biggest misconception about Kirko Bangs is?
That I can't rap. Boy's got me bent. That's the biggest misconception.
No, I agree with that. I always hear you know, people say, you know, well, he's just like the singing kind of rapper. And then you did you do a record like My Car with Slim and Dope Beezy. And that, when I heard that record, I was like, yo, Kirko went in on that shit.
Nah, he went in on the one with Killa and Slim.
Oh, the My City
record.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite type of records.
No,
like,
I'm not
going to
lie.
Like
that one was the one I was like, okay, because everything else I had heard was, you know, the more sing-songy type. And then when I heard that, I was like, oh, he mad? All right.
Yeah, what was
that's it.
How are you feeling when you recorded that? You seem like you kind of got into your
that
feelings on that record.
That was the beginning of this new type of aura thing that I have going on that I was telling you about earlier as well. It's just that I feel like it's time. I feel like it's not, I'm not going to have this opportunity forever, and everyone doesn't get this opportunity, you know what I'm saying? It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and I feel like that I can really rap, you know what I'm saying? I can really talk about some things, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I could do it a little bit better than a lot of people that think they're the best at doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at the point where I have a problem with saying that, and I have a problem with proving it.
No, you talk about, though, like people who saying they're the best at doing it, and then you bring up a guy like Kendrick Lamar who dropped the Control verse, right? How'd you feel when that verse dropped?
It was dope.
That was all you felt about it? Like, oh, it was tight. Because a lot of people got up in arms about it, like Meek and all that.
It's dope, but you got to think the world is built around, like, media. Like, you know what I'm saying? He say, she say. So what? I feel like that it was a dope verse. Like, Kendrick is great, you know what I'm saying? Very talented, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like if you take the part where he didn't say anybody's name, then it wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? Looked at like that. It's just the point that he called people out or said something that could create some kind of controversy and have people beefing or talking noise at each other. I feel like they got problems with each other that people like and people love, and that's just how the world is.
So do you think he, you know, that was like a conscious thing of him? He was like, I'm going to stir up some trouble. I'm going to stir up some media about myself. Or do you think it was just in the moment?
Just, you know, he just, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was needed. You know what I'm saying? Something he felt like he wanted to do, he needed to do, and he did it. You know what I'm saying? And he has the platform, and he sold enough records to do it. Like, a lot of people do things like that, but they're not at the top of the game. You know what I'm saying? Or they don't, you know what I'm saying? People don't even know where they are. But the fact that you're one of the best rappers right now, you know what I'm saying? And you got the sales to prove it. If you do something like that, why not? Especially if you want the top spot.
Definitely. Now, I got to ask you this, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. And I appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to have to get you in the studio here so we can talk more in depth one day.
If ever he could so grace the studio with his presence.
Peaches, you sound mad.
I'm not mad. That was direct, though. I meant that.
Peaches taking shots. She's taking Kendrick shots.
All right, Kendrick.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, Kendrick. She's dropping names and stuff. Who would be Kurt Cobain's, though, dream collaboration?
My favorite artist is Eminem. So I think my favorite artist is Eminem, but I think collabing wise, just creating music from scratch from the ground up would be Kanye.
Ooh, that'd be dope. I would like to hear Kirk Ye in the studio. What'd you think of Yeezus?
Oh yeah, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Kanye always pushing the envelope, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think that is for everybody, you know what I'm saying? But it's, I think that people that appreciate music, they will understand and they'll love it.
What's your favorite song off of it?
Off Yeezus?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. I think it's, what's it called? Blood on Leaves or something like that.
Yeah, Blood
like
on
that.
Leaves. That's,
I ain't gonna lie, I like that. I don't know what's the name of the record with a Chief Keef on it.
Oh,
but I like that record.
What is that song called? I can't remember it either. Can't Control My Liquor or whatever. Something like that.
I like that.
I like Chief Keef. Out of all the people, though, you've collaborated with, you know, we're talking about dreams, but you've actually collaborated with some pretty dope people, because I remember you even had, like, the Master P collaboration.
No, didn't you collab with Gucci?
With who?
Didn't you do a song with Gucci?
Gucci Mane?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, I did, yeah. That was dope, you know what I'm saying? Me, Gucci, and Waka was in the studio. It was turned up.
No, I don't think Coco understand how much I think I am Gucci.
I think I'm Gucci. Cool.
So what did you think when he went on that crazy like Twitter thing?
Oh man, I don't know about it.
Yeah, he seemed like
that
he was
wasn't
having
him.
A bad
when he
day.
Said it wasn't him, we moving on. He said it wasn't him.
Oh yeah, he got hacked, right?
It wasn't him. We ain't got to talk about it.
I rocks. Yeah, I couldn't understand what you were saying. I rocks with Gucci though. But you've like collaborated with like a lot of legends in the game. Who do you say like is one like when you were doing the record? You're like, man, I can't believe I'm doing a record with this person.
Oh, Master P.
That was a crazy, like, out of left field record. I was like, Kirko and Master P? That's just crazy.
It was crazy. The thing about it, I did the hook there live. You know what I'm saying? He was chopping down my partners, and I could hear him while I was recording, like, just in and out, telling them about UGK and Bun and Pimpin' and how things started back in the day and stuff, in between me recording, you know what I'm saying, in between me doing takes. And I did a hook, and it was cool. And I was like, man, I'm tripping. I'm in here with Master P. Like, I got to turn up. So I erased the whole hook that I had been working on for like 2 hours, erased it. And he did a whole new hook, and that turned up to be the, you know what I'm saying, the hook that we used on the record.
Man, that's crazy. Master, and you know, actually, it was like a different record for Master P, too. And I really liked that song. I was jamming it for a minute when it first came out. It was dope, man. All right, so what can we expect here? You're working on Bigger Than Me. I know you got shows lined up, man. I'm mad that you went to Denver without me. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't think you're ready for that.
I know, bro. You have not seen Lord Trillmore at the peak of his turn up.
Oh my god.
Look, I was riding to y'all CD yesterday, coming back from the studio, bro.
Hey man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Good.
I appreciate your support, brother, man. All right, man. Well, hey, appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in. Peaches, you want to say bye to Kirk, or are you going to throw another shot at him?
Bye, Kirk.
All right, Peaches. All right, Brad.
You want to say bye, DJ Motai?
I just got in here.
Our DJ Motai just got in here. But, yeah, man, hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm sure I'm going to see you soon, bro. Stay trill, man. All
right, keep it playing. All
right, man. Peace.
All right, yo.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.